Lakers.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We are delighted that you are here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains from the farm today. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, and podcasts are free. So if you just want to listen or share these broadcasts with friends, family, and neighbors, just go to usapreparers.com. Click on Listen to Vincent, and you can click on the GCN button, and it will take you right to the archives, all for free. Tom is engineering the broadcast, the syndicated worldwide broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Thank you, Tom. Hey, meet up tonight, Ziggy's. I'll be on stage, and I'll be talking about my latest development in innovation of LED lighting. I love it. It absolutely works really, really well here at the farm. I have LED lighting strips. And I've attached them around the perimeter of the walls around the kitchen, and they aim upward, and we have indirect lighting. And I'll tell you what, they are becoming the primary lighting now. And as soon as I finish it, I think it will be the primary lighting. It's hard to imagine any kind of lighting that's better than this LED lighting, seriously. And I'm going to be able to do the entire farmhouse for about $200. I have all the materials. I just need to install it, the rest of it. So I'll be talking about that, and it'll be show and tell. And we'll talk about the first Great Depression, the signs that it was coming, the signs that were ignored, the promises by the politicians, the lies, deception by the politician. And why would I talk about that? Because if you don't understand what happened before and what's happening right now, you won't survive this one. This is going to be bad. It is going to be really bad. So we're going to show you the signs, and we're going to show you what happened, what people did. We're going to show you a movie about it, and then we're going to talk about what you need to do right now. That's tonight's meetup. And then I'll tell you the story in detail about the cop car that came to the farm on Saturday night at midnight. No kidding. Cops showed up at the farm. We're going to talk about survival economics with Frank Underhill. Frank Underhill's with us. We're going to talk about a little bit more about the Bitcoin. And we're going to talk about oil, and we're going to talk about gold. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning. Sounds like you had quite a weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, Frank. I'm probably going to go into detail in the second hour about what this cop did. But it really bothers me when they enter private property. And it really does. There are, Frank, we have posts on our website right now. And the posts that we have talk about, well, I'll go to page one. Okay. Here's the title on page one, USAPrepares.com. Man dies in police raid on wrong house in Lebanon, Tennessee. Okay? Cops go to the wrong house. They shoot the wrong guy. They handcuff his wife. These guys are out of control. They need to... I say an eye for an eye. Okay? When these cops execute people and they're in the wrong house, time to line them up, try them, Bring him to court. Jury of us. Us. And then if they're found guilty of executing people, tasing people, whatever it is that they did, finger probing men, women, and children, whatever it is these guys do that we find them guilty of, we give them the same treatment publicly on the public square. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine, Frank, hearing this banging on your door, the cops show up, and they're demanding to come in, and they've got the wrong house, and they shoot and kill you in your own house, and it's the wrong house. And you have a right to defend yourself against these thugs, these rogue thugs. As a matter of fact, Frank, I am so angry. I'm calling for a new sheriff in Wright County, Missouri. Wright County. If you would like to run for sheriff and you would like my support, give me a call. 417-462-1105. 417-462-1105. Give me a call and I will help you run for office because I don't want to do it. But we need a new sheriff. If I had the time, I would run for office and I'd clean up this county. I really would.
Vincent, if I could say, were these the only two people on the scene? And maybe if these two young police officers, maybe they intended to go and steal drugs from who they were supposed to get them from. It just doesn't make sense that two police show up to a house in the middle of the night. Like, they must have had a motive. Like, was there a SWAT team there? Was it just these two doing a job?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I'm bringing it up right now. Okay. A 61-year-old man was shot to death by police while his wife was handcuffed in another room during a drug raid on the wrong house. Police admitted their mistake, saying faulty information from a drug informant contributed to the death of John Adams Wednesday night. They intended to raid the home next door. The two officers, 25-year-old Kyle Sheridan and 24-year-old Greg Day, were placed on administrative leave with pay. With pay! Administrative leave with pay. These guys should be in jail. The cops. The cops should be in jail. Now, the victim's wife, a 70-year-old widow now, she was married, now she's a widow, said they need to get rid of those men, boys with toys. And here's what's amazing, really amazing. My mom is 90 years old. I was telling her this story over the weekend. And she said, these are just grown men acting like boys with toys. There's another story my wife was telling me my wife spent the last 3 weeks with our son. He had major surgery in Virginia. So she, and I didn't want to mention this over the air, but she was gone for 3 weeks with him. She stays in the hospital. Normally it's both of us, but because we have this farm, we can't do that. So I stayed at the farm and she went to Virginia. Bottom line was, they were driving over this bridge in Illinois, coming back. And it was, there was a sign dedicating this bridge to these two girls. So my wife looks up on the internet who these girls were. Well, this cop in Illinois was on the other side of the highway going to an accident scene where there already was responders, doing 126 miles an hour, texting, using his computer, loses control of the car, flies through the air, lands on the other side on top and kills these two young girls, okay, and injures others. What the is a cop doing going 126 anywhere? These are boys with big toys, guns, shotguns, tear gas, semi-automatic weapons, long-range sniper rifles. These guys are out of control. And that's nothing. This happens all the time. All the time. Frank, I hit my own button. I am
furious.
And
this was an African-American couple being assaulted probably by Caucasian police, and it's the same same, you know, brutality that police inflict on minorities that we see over and over again across this country.
This is the same thing that's going to happen. And I've said these guys are going to show up at my house. And what happened was there was a pounding on the door in of this 61-year-old man and his 70-year-old widow. And they were afraid for their lives. Like, what is going on? So he gets his gun. And what does it say? I believe it says, so she was handcuffed, thrown to her knees in another room when the shooting began. So her husband gets shot. They got the wrong house. And they kill this man. And what did police say? He had a sawed-off shotgun. Really? A sawed-off shotgun? That's media hype. I don't buy it for a second. I don't buy it for a second. And that's what these guys do. They bash down doors. They bash down doors to enter your home. And then, if you are terrified, and you should be, and you start shooting at them as rogue cops entering your house, they'll kill you. They'll kill you. They're out of control. We need gun control. We need to remove guns from cops. They shouldn't have them. And they shouldn't have police cars. And this one woman wants to shut down the mother of the two girls in Illinois, wants to have the computers and cell phones shut down when the police reach a certain speed in their automobiles. I'm saying, what in the heck is a cop car doing having the capability of going twice the legal limit? Why? Why? They've got helicopters, MRAPs. They've got these strips that they can throw across the road. They've got radios. And when one cop stops, it's like a donut convention. When one cop stops to pull somebody over, they all seem to show up. How many cops does it take to give somebody a speeding ticket? And Frank, there's another story. This one's okay. All right. There's a story of a guy arrested in Ohio. Boy, I can't believe how angry I am. This guy was arrested. He was driving another person's vehicle. Okay. Cops pull him over, and they find these wires. And they want to know where these wires go. They found it. They found where the wires go. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. Then we'll talk about bitcoins and gold. But I got to get this out of my system. These cops are out of control. Let's go back to an eye for an eye. You won't believe this story.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. So Frank, there was this guy. He was driving a borrowed vehicle in Ohio. And he was arrested. Now, by the way, these stories are on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you want to read about the man who was killed by the cops, because they had the wrong house, it's on the website, USAPrepares.com. Okay? That says, man dies in police raid on wrong house. Okay? This article is a man is arrested for having a concealed compartment in his vehicle. Or in vehicle. It's not even his vehicle. He was driving a borrowed vehicle. So, guy's driving along, gets pulled over by the Ohio police. He's facing up to 18 months in prison. So, just days before Thanksgiving, this 30-year-old Norman Gurley was pulled over for speeding. But Ohio state troopers noticed wires running to the back of the car he was driving. Now, how many people have wires in their car? We do. We have lots of wires in the car. We've got inverters. We've got a cell phone charger. Sometimes we have a GPS, you know, a Garmin. We got wires in our car. Okay. So the police pull him over. And during the search, they see some components inside the vehicle that did not appear to be factory. Now, what? You can't do that? You can't have stuff in your car that's not factory? So that's what Lieutenant Michael Combs told the TV station. Well, they figured it out. They figured out the wiring and were able to get it open, whatever it is. Apartment. They found a compartment. There were no illegal drugs or weapons in the compartment. But this guy, this 30-year-old, became the first person to be arrested under Ohio's hidden compartment law. Now, the Ohio law prohibits designing, building, constructing, fabricating, modifying, or altering a vehicle to create or add a hidden compartment with the intent to facilitate the unlawful concealment or transportation of a controlled substance, prohibit operating, possessing, or using a vehicle with a hidden compartment with the knowledge that the hidden compartment is used or intended to be used to facilitate the unlawful concealment or transportation of a controlled substance. That makes it illegal to have a compartment in your car if you intend to put a controlled substance in it. Now, who's to say there was a controlled substance? There was no controlled substance in this guy's car. And Frank, listen, if I had gold in my car and I wanted to buy it from a local dealer, I'd want to have a hidden compartment in my car. I'd want one. What do you think?
Absolutely. Everything is open to probable search these days, Vincent, and our civil rights are eroded every day. The other day you had the Supreme Court says eavesdropping was wrong, then it goes to another court, and it says that the government has every right to eavesdrop, and it's, you know, no secret that we are moving back into a Stalinist society here where people will be devoid of property. You can't conceal private property, so now they want everything disclosed, so eventually they'll come and grab. And incidentally, Vincent, that fellow who you said was shot by the police, the police collect his shotgun as well, too, and confiscate it from the family. So you're seeing a series of intrusions, confiscations. You can't have this. You can't do that. And this makes law-abiding citizens guilty of just trying to look after their interests.
Correct. I absolutely agree. Now,
and it's all
here's the challenge. Yeah. So here's the challenge, right? So we're driving along and we see a police car pulled over. We're kind of on the side of the road or in a parking lot. So we go up and we say, hey, that's a really neat car that we bought for you. Would you please step out of the car? I want to sit in this car that we bought for you, and I want to check it out. I want to see what you've got in this car. I want to see how many shotguns, how many rounds. I want to see how much protecting and serving you're doing. I want to make sure that you have all the things to make sure we're safe. Like first aid kit, maybe some water, maybe a stretcher. I'd like to see what you're doing to make it. Wow, handcuffs? Wow, a case of ammunition? Shotguns? AR-15? Tear gas? Wow! What are you guys expecting, a war? I'd like us to sit in their cars, and I would like us to take their cars apart. Look under the floor mats. What are they doing?
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just got off the phone with Sheriff Glenn Adler. I called him up. He's our sheriff. He's in the office Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so I thought it'd be a good time to give him a call. I explained what happened, and he said, well, you know, there could have been, I explained to him that when I called his office, I wanted to know why these guys showed up at my farm. And he said, some people would be really glad that we're, you know, out there patrolling. I said, not me. Not me. I'm not glad that you're, I don't want you guys on my farm. Can't believe it. Can't believe it. We need a new sheriff. We need a new sheriff in Wright County, Missouri. Would you like to run? Give me a call. 417-462-1100. I will help you. I will help you. Of who stands up for us. Okay. Frank, Bitcoins. Let's talk about Bitcoins.
Well, this is a story that I like to talk about because it does not go away and it gets very little attention. And the reason why I talk about it because it's also related to gold, that it's a potable currency. They are a way to preserve wealth or, you know, to store something tangible away. And, you know, like a Bitcoin here, even trading at over $700 a piece for digital currency, it's a non-trackable way to do commerce. And more companies are starting to accept Bitcoin as tender. And in England, you know, there's places there that will accept Bitcoins to buy, you know, stout and hamburgers. There's dealerships that will take Bitcoins for purchase. And the way to get Bitcoins is unique, where you have to have a computer program to mine these Bitcoins and digital wallet. And I think, if anything, it's going to be, and it's free to transact over the Bitcoin. You're not going to have your bank debiting your bank account either. So people should, you know, take some time and read up about it. Now, the exchange itself is very volatile. We've seen Bitcoins go as high as 1,200. Now it's when China says Bitcoin is illegal, and like anything, you can't kill an idea. And you know, these people who do want to do commerce with it will think of new ways of doing commerce with Bitcoins, with or without federal government intervention or central banker intervention. It will catch on, and when it becomes less foreign to people, more people will get on it. I remember when I was a little kid, there was an ATM machine, and people were thinking, "Oh, who's going to pull money out of a bank in a wall?" And people want to go
like
to a teller.
Sounds like me saying it at one of the meetings at the credit card bank. I said, you guys are crazy. No one's going to pay $2.95 or $3.95 to get their own money out of their own account. What? Are you guys nuts? They had the last laugh. I was wrong. People are dumb enough to do it. They are. They're dumb enough to do it. I can't believe it. Either that or they're in a jam. They're in a serious jam, and they've got to do it. Me, I'd rather put money in my wallet. I don't want to trust the bank. I'd rather have my money in under my own control and be prepared. And it's, Frank, it's just like these families whose Christmas was ruined. Why? Because Federal Express and UPS didn't deliver the mail and packages in time, right?
Okay. And Target letting go of 40 million credit card numbers gives people an unsettling anxiety over the holidays. And you know, for me, the holidays aren't all about presents for the kiddies and presents for the wife and presents for this. You know, Christmas should be on. I like waking up early in the morning. I have my cup of coffee. And to your listeners, I enjoy a cup of Perk every morning. It takes the edge off. And, you know, and just, you know, give thanks to God that we are here to indeed celebrate His birthday. And I don't want to go religious, you know, Vincent, on your program, but we have a lot to give thanks. So in the end, police, you know, killing people, Bitcoin, gold, or investing. We need to be thankful for what we have. And Vincent, like I've met you, you're a person who lives in your means there. A lot of your followers are people who live within their means. They don't go looking for a get-rich-quick scheme. They just want to get by. And the only time to give thanks, is really not every day, but on Christmas Day. And if you have your family around you, that makes it all the more better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't go to malls.
Right.
I don't go and splurge.
Well, I don't either, Frank. I really don't. And we just celebrated Christmas in terms of having the whole family together over this weekend, because Mrs. Finelli came back with our son after his major surgery, and we were able to gather in the living room. And in terms of presents, it was absolutely by far the smallest number of packages exchanged. The smallest number I've ever seen. And I was delighted, absolutely delighted that that's what happened. Two of them were tactical belts, 5.11 tactical belts, one for Mrs. Finelli and one for our son, a set of Craftsman wrenches, a couple inverters for the automobiles and trucks, and I got a pair of pajamas. I mean, very, very small amount of gifts, and it was things that everyone needed. It really was. So that's Christmas was really nice. It was just family, but it was very, very different from years before. Christmas, I think, is getting to be, is evolving over time, and it's getting less and less religious and more about marketing and presents. But for our house, it went the other way. It was very, very few presents. So, Frank, about the Bitcoin, there's an alleged privacy. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced it's private. I can't prove it either way, but I'm not convinced that it's private. And one thing is absolutely certain. It is 100% dependent on the electron. If the electricity stops, there's no Bitcoin transactions. It's as simple as that. And as far as Target is concerned, 40 million credit card accounts were compromised. Why would people consider turning over their financial life to a bank or to a piece of credit that represents an account number that can be shut down at any second? Imagine being accused of a crime that you did not commit. And imagine that you want to avoid being captured because you didn't do it. And you know the system's going to put you in jail and you're never going to get out. So you decide to go on the run. They shut your credit card down. Now what are you going to do? Now your assets are gone, at least from you. I have a problem with the system. I really do. A cop told me one day, he said, "You don't like cops, do you?" I said, "I don't like bad government. I don't have a problem with good cops. I don't even have a problem with good government. I have a problem with bad government and bad cops. Bad cops." Can't believe it. Okay, so Bitcoins, they seem to be rising in value. It's a concept. It's literally a concept where you can exchange a concept with a value associated with it that keeps changing for tangible goods and services, right?
You know, that's correct. And also, when there are, you know, companies filing Bitcoin exchanges, and they're filing these disclosures with the SEC to sell to the public. So they're small attempts to bring, you know, capital to this market. And I think we saw this in the early beginnings of the Internet era with the Yahoo, the Lycos, the Excite. Not all of them made it. Some of them are still around today, although the mature industry is, you know, be it. However, you know, it's a start. And really, I think it's the only story, you know, now for good or bad, you know, only time will tell. But it's the only story that I see where there's always like little interesting news clips coming out about it. And for your listeners, I've never indulged in the Bitcoin market. I've never bought a Bitcoin. I don't own any Bitcoins because I'm probably in the same camp as the host of the program here. But, you know, we'll see what remains. But what I do like about it is the fact you can do anonymous purchases online with no taxation and not being charged a fee.
Alleged.
That's what
alleged,
I like about it.
Yeah, that would be alleged privacy, okay, alleged anonymity. But we don't know that for sure. Hey, Frank, let's propose this. Let's say on January 1, I bought a Bitcoin, and I paid $100 for it. And on January 27th of this year, it was valued at $742, which would give me a $642 gain, right?
Right.
Pretty cool. I mean, you don't see that in gold. You don't see that in silver. You don't see, I mean, it's almost as good as some guy I know did counterfeiting, right? I mean, not that I agree with counterfeiting, but, I mean, the profit potential is huge. Okay, so now we've got, so let's say I have this $642 gain. That's taxable.
Not necessarily, because you're buying merchandise on it.
Well, if I spend it, but if I don't spend it, the $100 invest in the first bit, the value at the end of the year at $642, isn't that gain? Is that a gain? Is that an investment gain or not? It seems to me that I realized the gain.
Well, on paper, it would be an investment gain, and I guess if you cashed out of it, then it would be a realized capital gain.
Yeah, yeah. So if I cashed out of it and sold it for $742, I would have a capital gain, all right, long term. Pretty cool, but I'd have to pay tax on it. So it's not all free. It's not all free. The government wants their piece of that pie. Now, that's a concern to me. Because now the government would know I have bitcoins if I reported them. Now, if I didn't report them, I'd be breaking the law. Wow. I don't know, Frank. I'm real concerned about it. We get back after this break, can we talk about oil and gold? Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you
got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Frank Underhill's with us. I have had a chance to calm down a little bit. Thinking about these rogue cops pulling people over, arresting this guy for having a concealed compartment in his vehicle with nothing in it that was illegal, and the cops shooting this 70-year-old man in the wrong house. I've had a chance to calm down just a little bit. So let's talk about oil, Frank. What's going on? $100?
Well, oil is near $100 a barrel, and it was quite a sleeper, but you're not seeing $100 barrel reflected at the pump yet. Here, gas is $3.12 a gallon. And normally, if you saw $100 oil, you'd see gas sitting at unleaded, sitting at $3.50, $3.60 a gallon. But I think it's just a matter of winter and people not driving as much, and the supply of gasoline in the supply chain. But I think once that goes down, I think consumers can be hit for a spike at the pump.
Frank, in our little hamlet where I live, there are about 100 people who live here. And the gas station, there is a gas station just outside of the town. They always charge more for the fuel there than gas stations outside of Springfield, which is 50 miles away. Gasoline over the weekend was $2.99 per gallon at our overpriced gas station in our little hamlet. So I think we were able to get it about $2.85, $2.89, something like that, near Springfield. So gasoline is coming down a little bit. You're right. It's because we're not driving. If you go to Ziggy's and you look out the window, there should be a whole bunch of cars there at the intersection of Sunshine and Glenstone, and there aren't. There's very little traffic. Now, Ziggy's is packed on Monday nights because that's when we have our meetup. But other than that, I don't see much happening. I don't see a lot of drivers. People are broke, absolutely broke. So what about gold? Frank, right now, at this very second, gold is $1,205.60, $1,205.60 an ounce. Silver is at $1,971. What are the thoughts for 2014? I heard over $2,000 gold and over $50 silver.
Well, as gold bugs, we do have this in our favor. We're not seeing the dollar at 84, 86, 87, 88 on NYBOT. We're seeing the dollar here at 80. And the fact you're having a low dollar index and a low price of gold, I think one thing is going to have to give, and I think that's probably the dollar. I think gold has just been beaten up so badly. Like, this is, you know, to your listeners, this has been a very horrific year for gold investors, gold bugs, people who buy gold or silver. This has been abysmal. But considering gold is here at $1,200 an ounce, when I opened my doors when Chapman was alive, gold was $900 an ounce. But we need to see, of course, the dollar go down. And I think the dollar could go down via two ways. One, European currencies go up, the yen goes up, Canadian dollar goes up. That will help gold. But the fact that gold is sitting here at near 80, or in the, you know, I think it's either running out of steam or there's no treasury buying. You know, treasury sales have dropped off. I think even treasuries are even down in price. I believe. I think because of why you're seeing a low dollar like this. So I think that we have that working in our favor. But, you know, again, time will tell. You have a very high Dow, but I think once also money starts leaving, you know, the paper in the Dow, you'll probably see that money, you know, return into metals at some point. I don't know where, when. But the fact that gold appears to have been stabilizing here, and I thought, you know, gold stabilized at $1,300 an ounce, and I'm saying gold stabilizes here at $1,200 an ounce. Will it go lower? I can't see how much lower, because then you're going to have, you know, production slow down and hence less gold coming into the market. And usually when gold goes down in price, it's like when stocks go down in price, people ask for physical delivery of their paper. I think the same can be said for gold. If it goes lower, I think any buyers or people with options on it will start calling for it and just holding it physically.
Frank Underhill's been with us, underhillsecurities.com, underhillsecurities.com. If you want to call Frank, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.